Joining us this morning is Dr. Marcia Ballinger, president of Lorain County Community College. Thank you for coming over
Thank you. It's just an absolute pleasure to be joining you this morning in downtown Elyria at the wonderful new McDonald's.
Yeah, a lot of different things happening in Elyria, but that also impacts the college.
Absolutely.
And the community.
I think Lorain County Community College, since we were created in 1963, has been a gem not only for Lorain County, but Elyria and being located here. And in fact, just this fall in October, we celebrated 50 years of opening our campus, our Elyria campus. And so really we have been part of Elyria's history for 25% of that time.
Prior to the few years before that, were you sort of a vagabond school? Where was it housed or moved?
Not a vagabond school. When the college was created, it was actually the first community college created in the state of Ohio. And so the residents of Lorain County and many leaders from Elyria were responsible for spearheading that development. And it was because they recognized that there was a need in our county for access to affordable higher education that would provide for both those direct entry job skills, for especially in areas like manufacturing and healthcare, but also two-year transfer degrees to universities. So the residents of Lorain County went to Columbus back in 1963, and we were chartered as that first community college. And then So there was a location in Elyria, and there was a location in Lorain. And those were temporary locations until the community created a tax levy, and that's what provided the foundational support to start the college. So that when they looked for, and there was a committee led by Mabel Ewing, longtime leader from Elyria, who was on Lorain County Community College's District Board of Trustees when it was created, they looked at locations and concluded that an ideal location was in Elyria, to be conveniently located near the highway and have that kind of accessibility. And so when they identified the location, it was actually a farm owned by the Moon family. And today, now some 50 years later, Hope Moon is our Dean of Allied Health and Nursing at the college. And that was her grandparents' farm. So a lot of history embedded within Elyria, and we're deeply appreciative of that early foresight and leadership to create one of the nation's strongest community colleges and the most affordable community college in the state of Ohio.
And the land there allows for expansion. Even things now, there's still things being built there all the time.
Right. We continue to evolve to meet the community needs. We're located on 57 acres, and we currently are expanding the Nord Advanced Technology Center and the Campana Center. We're adding new space onto that, supported by a grant from the state of Ohio, as well as philanthropic support. And that will be enhancing what we describe as our makerspace. And so it will be the Center for Ideation and Invention, building on the assets that we already have and the academic programs that we have. And it really taps into that entrepreneurial mindset. And as I reflect back on the beginnings of the college, it really has been that entrepreneurial mindset and vision that has been, I think, one of the hallmarks of our community overall.
You have a lot of partnerships there to make those things possible.
We absolutely do. Our university partnership, in terms of for students who are pursuing bachelor's and master's degrees, Craig, we now have over 40 bachelor's and master's degrees, all offered in their entirety on our campus. It was a unique model back in 1995. We took the idea to the residents. For years, they had asked, when is Lorain County Community College going to become a four-year university? And so we created an alternative to that, since we were chartered as a community college. And the university partnership concept was to for the college to offer the first 2 years and then to recruit university partners in highest demand areas that would be a seamless transition, all offered on our campus. And I'm thrilled to say that now, 21 years later, which is really hard to believe, we not only have what we describe as 2+2, taking 2 years for the associate's degree and 2 years at the university, but more than half of those programs are 3+1. You can take 3 years within our curriculum at the lowest tuition price, 1 year with the university, again, all on our campus, all of the services, and that is at a fraction of the cost. So in most cases, that saves the residents of our community, students, their families, 75% off the price tag if they were taking that very same degree at that university.
One of the more fascinating areas I find is the Desich Center, where there's cutting-edge sensor technology going on. Can you talk a little bit about that program
and
some of the students involved in it?
Right. So our Desich Center for Entrepreneurship, as well as our Desich Smart Commercialization Center, this is really unites our the growth that we have had within engineering technologies. We have programs in what is called MEMS, Microelectromechanical Systems. We work with companies in prototyping and packaging and in helping them commercialize their sensors. And that fits in with a variety of types of industries, so be that advanced manufacturing, biomedical. And what's really exciting to see is how our students are also working with our faculty and then community partners to create new solutions to critical issues. One I would share with you that has a direct Elyria connection in working with Elyria Hospital and University Hospitals. One of our professors, Dr. Barbara Wilford, who teaches neonatal nursing. And so one of the areas is around kangaroo care right after a child is born. And so as she was pursuing her doctoral studies at Case Western Reserve University, she worked on creating with our students a sensor for newborn babies to detect sudden infant death syndrome right after birth. And so that's the kind of innovations and inventions that are taking place at our Smart Commercialization Center.
We talk about all the education that goes on there, but it's really a community college for the community. There's things that people who even don't go to this college can take part in. Stocker Center, the Spitzer Center. Talk a little bit about some of those.
Yes.
Places.
Well, our Stocker Performing Arts Center was the first performing arts center on a community college campus, and we are indebted to the Stocker family for that vision. And we serve over 50,000 people annually at Stocker Center. In fact, we have over the holiday season, I would invite listeners to come to campus and to enjoy some of the holiday shows that we have coming up. We've got a Christmas cabaret at Stocker this weekend at the Sirigliano Studio Theater. We also have the Patriots Symphonic Band taking place this weekend, and the Nutcracker the following weekend. So December is filled with absolutely wonderful events. And tonight we have the St. Jude Jam that benefits St. Jude Hospital. So Stocker Center is the cultural jewel, I believe, for our community and region. And we're happy and proud to be able to present the programming. Janet Herman Barlow, our director of Stocker Center, just does an absolutely phenomenal job of bringing world-class programming. And our arts and humanities faculty and Dean Robert Beckstrom of Elyria leads our arts and humanities curriculum, but he is also a conductor and composer, and we're proud of all of the great work that he produces at Stocker Center as well.
Do those culinary folks make any Christmas cookies for the staff? Is there anything going on over there during
the
holidays?
Well, this is finals week.
Oh, okay.
And so students are completing their finals and wrapping up the semester right now. But I'm glad you mentioned the culinary program. We have partnered with the Lorain County Joint Vocational School, which, as you know, has just an award-winning secondary education culinary program. We opened our culinary program now a couple of years ago, and so we've partnered together in the delivery and provide students not only from the Joint Vocational School but from the community with just state-of-the-art culinary facilities in the Norton Culinary Arts Center. And while we don't have cookies going around right now, we do during the spring semester have our students open a restaurant as part of their capstone course. And so when patrons are coming to the Stocker Center, they're able to have dinner ahead of time.
So combining two different disciplines and show how even in the real world these things can kind
of
work together.
That's absolutely right. That real world experience, that applied experience, we believe makes a meaningful contribution to our community as well.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing with some of the things that are happening at the college. When's the last time you heard from Dr. Church?
Well, actually, I had the opportunity to see Dr. Church earlier this week. He continues to be very involved in the community and continues to chair the Workforce Institute Board. And so that's a board in the community where we work on workforce development issues. And so it was delightful seeing him. In fact, the last time he and I were over here together as he was retiring, and I had just been appointed as his successor. So it's wonderful. And he was named President Emeritus by our Board of Trustees, and so that was a great honor bestowed upon him.
I suppose even though you're the new president, there's still in your voice, you can hear the voice in your head a little bit from having worked with him for many years.
That's right.
Too.
I had the opportunity to work hand-in-hand with him for 25 years. We continue to build on the wonderful foundation that he has created, and he continues certainly to be a part of Lorain County Community College and our community.
Well, again, we appreciate you coming in, Dr. Marcia Ballinger, President of Lorain County Community College. Merry Christmas. Have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy new year, and thank you so much.